Hello and welcome to News Bites Media. I'm Todd Votes, and this is my first podcast on this site. I hadn't planned on doing a podcast for this site, but I wanted to talk today about a podcast, so I thought it was most appropriate to share my thoughts in podcast form. The podcast I want to talk about today is Pod Save America. This is a podcast I referenced in a blog post a couple weeks back, and in that post I had said I wanted to give it a listen and see what it was all about. I knew it was about politics, and I'm a political junkie, so I thought it'd be perfect for me. And so I downloaded the first few episodes, and I started to listen, and I quickly found out that the podcast is produced by former staffers of President Obama, and they talk about politics. They talk about what's happening specifically with the Trump presidency, as their podcast debuted in conjunction, you know, about the same time as Trump took office. And so there's a lot of talk about what he's doing and how it's affecting people and their thoughts and opinions about those actions that Trump is taking. It is not partisan. It's very biased. These people are Democrats, and they don't try to hide that fact. They are very open about their political leanings. But the interesting thing is, even though they are very much to one side of the political spectrum, they still attempt to provide some level of balance. Their goal, according to their website, is just to elevate political discussion. And I think they're making strides towards that. They bring on people that agree with them and that disagree with them. So they are trying to get both sides of the story, and they do so in a very funny and entertaining fashion. They are cracking jokes constantly. You know, it is not a very PG podcast. There's some swearing, which doesn't bother me in particular, but it could be a turnoff for some people. And it's just funny. They're cracking jokes and they're having a good time, but they're still being very informational. They are giving insight into some of the policies that the president is trying to enact and how that could affect people. And they're doing so with a background of understanding those policies and the decision-making that goes into it. It's very interesting. I think it's great. The problem is they produce an insane number of podcasts. Each one, I think they do two a week, and each one's anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half so far. And that's where I've run into trouble. I can't listen to them all. And there's so much anxiety for me in seeing the red notification icon on my phone that I have a new podcast to download and listen to. I couldn't get caught up. You know, I was starting from behind the eight ball because I was coming to the podcast a little later than, you know, I wasn't with them when they first debuted. So that made things difficult, and I finally had to stop subscribing. I didn't want to. I enjoyed the podcast, but my commute to work is 45 minutes each way, each day. And even with that amount of time, I can't listen to all their podcasts and the other podcasts I like, you know, such as Freakonomics or On the Media. You know, it's the same reason I had to stop listening to Welcome to Night Vale. By the time I found it, I was so far behind. You know, they have over 100 episodes posted. I couldn't ever get caught up. And especially with Welcome to Night Vale, I didn't feel like I could listen to it out of order. Now, with Pod Save America, I probably could listen to it out of order, but I don't know if I want to. Like, I feel like that's jumping to the middle of a book, and I don't want to do that. And so I might check back in periodically just to see what they're talking about, you know, looking at the titles of the podcasts they've produced and see if anything jumps out and makes me want to download it and listen. But I'm not going to be able to continue to subscribe. I can't deal with it. But it's very good. So if you're looking for something that involves politics and is funny, is very, you know, coming from one side of the aisle, but it'd be worth your time to listen to. It's a fun podcast, and I wish them the best, and I just wish I could I had the time to listen to it more. So that is my first podcast, and it's not the best effort, I realize, but thank you if you've listened to it for this long, and hopefully, if I continue to do podcasts, you'll keep checking back and the quality will improve. This is my first foray into podcasting in general, so although it's something I'm very interested in, I realize I have a lot to learn and a lot of progress to make in the quality of the work I'm doing. So thank you for listening, and if you have time, check out Pod Save America.